Having a good vocabulary is a lot of fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California, Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California, the Absolute Monastery in Campbell, California, and lots of other things. And Campbell, California has the slightest idea that we're even here. The rest of the world knows all about us, but Campbell doesn't. Because we keep a low key here, just enjoying our peace and serenity. A good vocabulary is a great and a wonderful and beneficial thing. Do you have a good vocabulary? Do you have a lot of words that you like to use? Now, Ingeborg, coming to us from her background in Italian and German and English and French too, probably. No. German, Italian, and English. No Russian? What other languages? Any? But those three. She studied English. And when she studied English, she studied English, where? In a British school?
German school.
In a German school. Okay. She studied English in a German school. And so she got English from the German point of view, which was just fine. And now, as we are working together on things, what she has done is she says, oh, I know that word. I know that word from Italian. I know that word from German. I know that word from this or that. And, of course, the word doesn't always mean the same thing in English as it does in these other languages. And so she may sometimes use a word in the other language, from the other languages, which appears in English, but it says something quite different. Now, we have to be very careful how we use our language. Sylvia, she has a background of French and German, and you both have Switzerland too, right? No, she doesn't have any Switzerland. And French and German, and do you have Italian too?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of Italian. Do you have any English?
For sure.
And so they have all these languages, and because they have these languages, words excite them. Languages and words excite them, and definitions excite them. And they're always having me look up words for them. And so I have them look up words because I like to throw new vocabulary at them whenever I can. Now, Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman, one of our new students, been with us now for, what is it, a year?
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman looks like a university professor. She acts like a university professor. She talks like a normal person. And when I ask her, did you take the college courses to know all these things? And she says, no, I didn't. And I say, well, you look like it, you talk like it, you walk like it, you act like it. Why aren't you a university professor? And she says, I have never had the interest in being a university professor. So, you see, this is what happens to all of us. When we don't have an interest in life as it goes on, then life begins to fade away from us. What doctors say, if people will do their crossword puzzles and things like that, and keep an active, busy, fantastic mind as they age. See, Dorothea is over 25 now, and she's got to be very careful, because when you get over 25, you begin to just sort of go on your laurels and slide on what you already know instead of learning new things every day. And we're doing our best to encourage Dodie to learn new things every day. Now, we have said to Dodie that she should go to Europe and she should travel the world and she should go to Nigeria and she should go to all these countries. And Dorothea says, I am very happy doing just what I'm doing. And we ask her, what are you doing? She says, I'm reading about those countries. Ah, so you're reading about those countries. Wouldn't it be much more exciting to go there? Wouldn't it be much more exciting to go there and see how the people in India walk down the street and how the cows have their respective place in their community as a sacred being, you know? Wouldn't it be interesting to travel down the streets of Nigeria and meet these hundreds of young people who are all with cell phones glued to their ears, and you think that they're an impoverished country, but they're not. And you get a whole new picture of the world when you go out and participate in it. Now, that doesn't mean you should pay attention to them and believe what they tell you. You just believe what you see. And what you see is beautiful beings living a happy, fulfilled life, doing things that please them and delight them. And if anything doesn't delight them that they're doing, it's their choice, just as it is our choice. When we do something that doesn't please us, we're very foolish. But sometimes you have to do it, you say. No, you don't. You never have to do anything. And I have said this many times, you do not have to do anything. People can kill you, you know, but you don't have to do anything. And they say, oh my goodness, kill you, how really ultimate you are there. No. No. Because if you think, do whatever you want. I am not going to violate my principles. I am not going to violate my principles. You understand? Mm-hmm. I am not going to violate my principles. You want me to say something that's not true? I won't do that. You want me to lie for no reason at all or for a reason, but I don't see any reason for lying, ever. You want me to steal something that doesn't belong to me? You want me to take something just because it's there? Oh my goodness. You know? What sort of people would we be? Now, I do give the illustration. Dorothea is walking down the street, and she's carrying a load of sweet rolls, day-old sweet rolls for her shut-ins, and she's going from house to house delivering these. And just as she is going down the street, and she gets out of her Jeep, and there in the gutter is a little envelope. And she reaches up and picks up the envelope and throws it in the car, says, I'll look at it later. It looks like it might be interesting, though. And so then she goes in and delivers her sweet rolls, and then later she goes home, and about a week later she finds this envelope in the car, and she says, now I wonder what that's all about. So she opens it up, and here out fall thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, just in $1,000 bills, just many, 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 many thousands of dollars. And she said, my God, there's no evidence of where it came from. There's no name on here. There's no nothing. I forgot really where I was when it was the last delivery I made on that day. Now, which day was that and where was I and what gutter was that in, you know? And now, what's she supposed to do? Now, in truth, and this sounds very, very bad, but in truth, she should just take the money to the police department and say, I found this in the gutter. There's no... see what I mean? See what I mean? But if you're going to be honest, it's not your money. It's not finders keepers. You see, we're in that world, finders keepers, losers weepers, you hear me? And losers weepers indeed is what they would be weeping. And so you take it into the police department and they say, well, give me your name and address, and if nobody picks this up in the next week or so, then we'll call you and you can pick it up, you know. And so nobody comes for it in 2 weeks. But would you, and then you pick it up and it's yours, would you take it there in the first place? Mm-hmm. No. And you see, this is what we've all been trained to do, finders keepers. Mm-hmm. We pick it up because we think that's right. Now, I came home with a wad of money one day. I went to the printers. And it's a speed printer, and Mark and I were running the program at the time. And I found this wallet type of thing on the ground, just a leather pocket, you know. And I threw it in the car. And then when I got home, I said, oh, Mark, I found this here. And we opened it, and here it was full of money. It had $800 in it, which was really nice. This is back in 75, 76. And you know what Mark said to me? He said, Dad, where'd you find it? I said, I think it was just outside the printer, the speed printer. He said, well, okay, you want me to take it back or you want to take it back? Well, what do you want? And I said, well, I'll take it back, you know, because I'm going into the printer today again. So I took it to the printer. I went up to the counter and the lady there, and I said, 2 days ago I found this wallet on the ground here and has no identification in it, but has money in it. Now, did anyone lose it? You know. And she said, oh, You are a godsend. The young man who was here making collections and doing things and doing this and that, you know, for his company, had that money in his pocket, you know, how they have it sticking out of the back of their jeans and stuff, and he lost it. If he'd lost it on his motorcycle, that would have been even worse, but he lost it. You see why they got chains on their wallets? You know, because if it falls out of their pocket, it's not going to go to the ground. But, and he was just beside himself, knowing what to do. And he says, oh, I'm a debtor, I'm a goner, my boss is never going to trust me again. Nothing, you know, it isn't. And then when I brought it in, she called him up right away. And he came down and picked it up. And he said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And he took the wallet and he rushed out the door and went away. You know, now, did I deserve a tip? Did I deserve a reward? No. Did I deserve anything for being honest?
No.
Do we deserve to be paid for doing what is our naturalness, our natural beingness? Now, you see, these are things that we are learning with words, we're learning with vocabulary, we're learning with things. What does it mean, losers, weepers? Is that what you'd like to be? Would you like to be a loser who's weeping because you lost something through some stupid thing that you have done, like not having your wallet attached to a chain, you know, so it wouldn't fall out of your pocket on your motorcycle yet? No, I mean, hey, ours is not to judge why and how things happen. Ours is merely to be informed on what the words are, informed on what the principles are, informed on what we believe. Do you have character? Do you have class? Do you are you the kind of person that anyone could trust? You know, if somebody left a pencil in the room, and then a dozen people walked in and out of the room, and then the person turned to you and said, "Did you take my pencil?" And if you feel guilty, it's because you would take something that doesn't belong to you under other circumstances. You see, if we feel guilty, and most people do, because most people are the finders, keepers, losers, weepers sort of thing. And this is a very interesting thing in our psychology. Do we need the money we found? Do we need somebody else's good? Do we need to take from somebody else? Do we ever need to take something that doesn't belong to us and keep it and use it and enjoy it? No. Are we going to remember all of our life that we stole something?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We want to have personal integrity which cannot be impugned by anything. We want to stand up for principle which cannot be impugned by anything. We want to be so strong in what we think we are, what we believe we are, what we do we are, that we are untouched. We could have $1 million of somebody else's money in our house, in cash, and we could be starving to death, and we'd never touch it. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Kinda.
But the thing is, you just do not do that. And that's principle. And some people don't believe in principle. They don't stand up for it. And, of course, they suffer with a lot of the slings and arrows of life's misfortune. But that's choice. So, my friends, we wandered a little away from vocabulary into principle and so forth. But these are all words. These are all terms that are very important in our life. So as you live your life with integrity and with beauty and charm, say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I'll just say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.